In this bulletin, a fatal multi-vehicle crash closes the Sydney Harbour Bridge. Two people killed in protests over the police shooting of an African-American man in the US. And Sydney FC will take on Melbourne City in the A-League Grand Final this Sunday. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The Sydney Harbour Bridge has been reopened to traffic after a head-on collision left one woman dead and four others injured. Rescuers had to remove the roof of one of the cars to free its driver, while the driver of the other car was killed and two passengers suffered head injuries. Specialist medical staff were flown to the scene in an ambulance helicopter. An ambulance spokesman says the crash involved a Mitsubishi Mirage that was travelling north, colliding with a BMW that was southbound.
So in one vehicle, we had two patients. One was a female patient who was trapped with severe leg injuries. The other was a passenger who had what appears to be some minor injuries. Both were conveyed to hospital. In the other vehicle, we had three patients. One patient who sadly died at the scene, and the other two patients who had a range of injuries involving head injuries and broken bones.
Moving on to other news, and Victoria has recorded 113 new COVID-19 cases and there have been another 23 deaths. Premier Daniel Andrews is trying to negotiate an extension to the state of emergency. He wanted it extended for 12 months, but Victorian crossbenchers are trying to convince him to settle for a six-month extension. And medical groups are warning inadequate ventilation in hospitals is a major COVID-19 risk. There are calls for checks to the ventilation systems at hospitals after more than 600 staff at a Victorian facility were forced into isolation after an outbreak. At least 58 people have been infected at the Frankston Hospital. The Victorian government has promised to undertake a COVID aerosol hotspot analysis, which will examine tiny virus particles in clinical spaces. In other COVID-19 news, Queensland has another two cases. One is a return traveller from Papua New Guinea in hotel quarantine, while the other is a man who works as a trainer for prison officer recruits. 14 recruits and 11 of the man's colleagues have been tested, and Queensland's corrections facilities were placed in lockdown as a precaution. State government deals with foreign countries like Victoria's participation in China's Belt and Road Initiative could be cancelled under a plan by the Morrison government. Under draft legislation, the federal government would have the power to review and scrap state, territory, local council and university deals with other nations. Victoria's decision to take part in China's massive infrastructure initiative has some in the coalition worried about foreign interference. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says the government will start with an audit of existing agreements.
When you've got 135 just in open source, there will be many more that we are unable to identify until we do the stocktake or states and territories return the results of the stocktake. So as we pursue this process, I think Australians will be reassured that undertakings made by state and territory governments are focused on being in Australia's national interest as part of their state and territory.
Moving to the US, and a 17-year-old described as a police admirer has been charged with murdering two people who were shot to death during a third night of protests triggered by the police shooting of African-American man Jacob Blake in the United States. Two people died and a third was injured in an attack apparently carried out by a white teenager who was captured on mobile phone footage opening fire in the middle of a street with a semi-automatic rifle. The violence in the city of Kenosha in Wisconsin has seen police impose a curfew and the National Guard deployed. Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth says he's concerned about the level of animosity in the city.
I had a person call me and say, why don't you deputize citizens who have guns to come out and patrol the city of Kenosha? And I'm like, oh, hell no. And what happened last night was probably the perfect reason why I wouldn't.
Let's move to sport now, and Sydney FC will take on Melbourne City in the A-League Grand Final this Sunday. The Sky Blues advanced to the Premiership decider after beating Perth Glory 2-0 in last night's semi-final in Sydney. Melbourne City made it through to the final after beating Western United by the same scoreline. Sydney FC coach Steve Corica says his side performed well.
We knew this performance was coming. Obviously, we had to wait for the semi-final to do it, but this is the time to do it. This is the time to step up, and we got one more game. That's what we set our sights on, to go back-to-back, and that's what we're going to try and do on Sunday.
Let's see what the weather's doing for you around the country today. Fine weather in Perth, a top of 25. Sunny as well for Adelaide, where it's 17 degrees. In Melbourne, a couple of late showers, 19. A couple of late showers as well in Hobart, 16 degrees. A fine day for Canberra, 14. Sunny and 19 in Wollongong. Much the same for you in Sydney, 22. Sunny as well in Newcastle. The fine weather continues for Brisbane, a top of 23. Possible late shower though in Cairns, 27. And in Darwin, it'll be sunny again today, 36 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos, and this is the latest from the SBS Newsroom.